This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. A cup of kindness that we share with another, a sweet reunion
with a friend or a brother. In all the places. All right, so you and I, being the Muppet people, we're about to watch the Muppet Christmas Carol. All right. So, and I think, I have not watched this in a while, but I do remember, I do love it though. I think Michael Caine is great in it as Ebenezer Scrooge. I think this is the first big thing they did after Jim Henson died. I think. Yeah. You're usually the Muppet fact expert. You're the one that.
I am. I have a Muppets facts book that I specifically about this movie that I have up. If anybody is interested in it, it's on Kindle Unlimited, so you can get it for free. It's called the Muppet Christmas Carol Amazing Quiz Book. So there's that.
All right. So we'll get quizzed as we watch. But are you ready to start watching, Miranda?
Sure.
Okay. So let's get the show on the road. And we'll start chatting as we go through.
Yes.
I always get chills when I hear that.
it's a happy sound.
Yeah, because it's like you're about to have a fun experience. And this was this was brand new, I think, at the time. This was the Muppet logo. The Jim Henson production, sorry. Yeah, I think the last thing he had done was Richard Hunt also had just died.
I think he must have had something to do with it, though, prior to passing, because it says here, before production, Michael Caine told producer, Brian Henson, I'm going to play this movie like I'm working with the Royal Shakespeare Company. Mm-hmm. I will never wink. I will not do anything Muppety. I'm going to play Scrooge as if he's just a very dramatic role. And Henson apparently was like, bang on.
Yeah. That's the best part. It's like, you do it that was Adam West's secret. He's like, I'm going to say these ridiculous lines, but I'm going to make it seem like I'm doing the greatest Broadway play ever written. The Great Gonzo as Charles Dickens. I love that. This was Rizzo the Rat as himself. This is one of the first pairings, I think, of Gonzo and Rizzo as like a duo. I mean, we're in the pre-Pepe days still. Pepe wasn't around yet. Michael Caine.
Pepe's not in this one, is
no,
he?
No, the Muppets, I think he came with the Muppets Tonight crew when that hit the air. So, I love this nice pull-out camera, though. It's like probably over like a miniature set.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the last thing that Jim did before he died, I think, was the Muppet Vision attraction. The first one. I mean, Brian, I think this was because this is the first time you hear Kermit that's not Jim Henson, I believe. It was Brian Henson.
That's true.
So Jerry Jewell is another longtime Muppet person. I think he just passed away recently. Frank Oz is still around. Frank Oz sounds like a Muppet in his regular voice.
He does.
You ever watch the beginning of Spies Like Us? Winthrop, Louis J. Yeah, this is probably my second of three adaptations of A Christmas Carol I'm going to watch. I just watched Scrooge the pod of Laughing Theater with Steve Riddle and Ben Locke. A couple of your co-hosts there, too.
Yeah, I was going to try to join, but man,
that's 3 a.m. your time when we started.
3 a.m., yes.
We just did Four Christmases. That's going to go up in a week from Thursday. It'll go up. Yeah. I like how they just put different Muppets in here. Just everybody's just like, yeah, this is just normal. This is London.
She's still in the Muppets.
Yeah, Christmas turkey has a different meaning when Muppets are involved. Oh, New Zealand.
It's my boomerang fish. I throw them away, they come back
to me.
I'm
going to get you. I guess you can't have like Christmas ham because, you know.
I feel like he's talking right to me.
Right? I'm like, hi, Gonzo. Bruce is like, no.
What a great pairing these two are.
Could you imagine Pepe in there with him, though? That'd be... Mr. Dickens.
Michael Caine probably said, well, I've always wanted to play Ebenezer, and this is probably the only chance I'm going to get. Ah, it's the janitor.
Oh, it is.
So, yeah, so I'm thinking these are all original songs because there are no songs in the original play.
No, I don't believe so. I've seen it on, I've seen the stage production of it a couple of times, and I don't remember any songs.
It's the Muppets, so you got to have music.
I mean, you remember, mm-hmm. music, but not...
Yeah. Excuse me.
Which that voice sounds.
That was, I think that was Frank Oz. Because he does Fozzie and Piggy. And that sounded
Fozzie. And that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Fozzie.
Yeah. Now, a few of these I recognize from the Muppet Treasure Island that we're going to see as pirates in the next one.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah. It's a fun movie. Yeah, probably not. Nah. Another Fozzie voice.
Yeah, that sounds like Fozzie, yeah. Should we turn this into take a drink every time you hear Fozzie?
Oh, God. I don't know if I want to get drunk on a Sunday at 3 o'clock.
I don't either, but I do like how this whole time you've not seen his face. No,
they're just building
up
the
about how horrible he is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're telling the story of him basically to set him up, and then when we do get that reveal, it'll be more powerful.
I like how he's just walking around. These guys are singing about how horrible he is, and he's like, whatever.
There's pops.
I know I'm not a great person. If you have closed caption turned on, I really like the placement of where the wording is. It's not just like at the bottom.
No.
It's kind of like beside who's saying it on my screen.
Okay.
It's really cool. I don't know why it's doing that, but it's cool.
Because they actually took time to do it. That's why. Captioning.
Probably.
You have to.
Captioning takes time in general.
It does.
But
you know, it's something in my day job that I deal with every day with closed captioning. using Rizzo to clean the glass. That's pretty funny.
I tried that with a dog the other day as a joke because she looks like a Muppet right now. And I spun her in the floor and I was like, oh, you can clean the floor.
Not bad. This is a little higher than his father, but it's still pretty damn good.
I wonder how many people didn't even notice it, especially like if the like age, like if you really don't remember the other to, you know.
Yeah, it's like when I watch, I have to get back to it. I've watched Jellystone on HBO Max. It's all the Hanna-Barbera, it's like all the Hanna-Barbera characters basically living in the same town. And some of the voices aren't like that close to some of what I'm used to growing up, but
yeah,
but it's fun. It's silly. So I'm going to go back to it. I just finished the new season of Camp Cretaceous on Netflix. So I'm a big dinosaur nerd. So
I haven't watched that yet.
I thought this was okay this season. The first three were really good. If you like the whole Jurassic Park, Jurassic World franchise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading here. The role of Kermit was handed down to Steve Whitmire.
Oh, Steve Whitmire. Okay.
Said he was incredibly nervous about taking over such an iconic character. And the night before he recorded Kermit's songs for the movie, he actually had a dream. He met Henson in a hotel lobby and he told him how unsure he was. So in the dream, Henson reassured him that he would be amazing. And then he woke up and just felt very confident to do it. So depending on what you believe, maybe Henson visited him in a dream and was like, I grant you permission, basically.
I like that little gag there. So it wasn't Brian Henson. I know Brian has done Kermit's voice in some things.
I like how Gonzo's like, he's only.
Only living. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dickens.
Bah, humbug. Oh, look, Rizzo's a ratsicle. Hey, movie geek, welcome back. How are you?
Hello.
Ooh.
Was Scrooge maybe attacked by a vampire at one point in his life?
Maybe. Possible.
Maybe.
That'd be an interesting take on a Christmas Carol. It's morning.
If you think about it, he's kind of a...
He's using Rizzo's that. I don't even know what that thing's called. That defanifier. We got a bunch of.
I just always called it a blower. Yeah. I think it has probably a proper name.
Mm-hmm. me. Go. Perfect casting to get these two involved in the movie.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Scrooge is just setting them up.
Oh, fun fact I learned about prison the other day.
Oh, okay.
There's one right around the corner from my house.
Okay.
We have no police department here, but we have a prison.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I also learned if you escape prison in Germany, you don't get time added onto your sentence because they said it's true human nature to try to escape.
Well, that's a...
And then I wanted to know how many times people had tried to escape this one.
I think they try all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. And if you do something when you escape, that is a crime, then yeah, there's more time added on because you did something new. But just escaping doesn't add time like it does in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Very strange. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Bob. And these two are still sitting there waiting.
I like that. He's just like,
excuse me. Pardon me.
Well, hello, sir.
Thanos is right. I think Ebenezer would have gotten along great with Thanos, actually. I'll snap them all out to bloody existence. What do I care? Seth mouths to feed.
Ebenezer Scrooge and Thanos the same person.
Could be. Oh.
I love this little rabbit.
I always remember, I always forget his name. Oh, Ebenezer's got quite a throw. He's a Baz the Bunny something. He's the star of the Muppet Vision attraction, really. He's like the central character that we follow.
My kid is messaging me from upstairs.
Tomorrow is Christmas.
You're really good at that.
Oh, thank you. You're like egging him on. I'm like, no. At least he's using logic there. I swear there's no booze in that cup.
I mean, yeah. Mine neither.
He's a realist, too. He's like, yeah, well, you know what? You make some good points. Nobody's going to be coming in here. So I'll save some money on the candles and all that stuff.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. You just, like, save money. If you're a penny pincher, yeah. Like.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is Rizzo eating now? Now, I think it's only Bob Cratchit that works for him in the original story. And they had the bookkeepers for this.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone else. I remember it being like a singular employee, just Bob.
Yeah. I do love it,
but this is an excellent
my
use
favorite
of
all the ingenuity. I do love Mickey's Christmas Carol, probably my ultimate favorite. Taking a sauna in the kind of following up on like how they did stuff in Muppets Take Manhattan, but then they had the rats working in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I also like it kind of adds something to this. I mean, I think Kermit as a lone employee would have been great, but this kind of gives you a little bit more.
Yeah, it gives them to bounce off of because, you know, the story can be told rather condensedly, you know, like in Mickey's Christmas Carol, which I just mentioned. But in this one, they actually want to make it about a 70, 80 minute movie.
Right.
So
add songs, add characters. They actually add a little to the story as well, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, forgot to turn the lights on before we started in this room. 1 second. Let there be light.
There you go.
It kind of cracks me up how penguins are wearing like hats and stuff because it's cold and they're penguins.
Right?
It's Muppet logic.
Yeah.
It's like how it's like when Donald Duck gets out of a shower and puts a towel around his waist, but he never wears pants.
Right. Or like Winnie the Pooh wears a shirt but no pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think the songs really do add and make it a mm-hmm. its own thing. How it's very, it lives on its own.
I really like that shot.
Yeah, it's very nice. Ooh, a shooting star.
I like that thing his face does, that... Aww. Mm. The little bunny.
Aww. I'm trying to remember what the hell his name is. Now it's bugging me.
I may have to Google it.
I'm going to look it up now. Bean Bunny. That's his name.
Bean?
Bean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you remember the Muppet attraction, we follow Bean a little bit through the story, in and out of the movie, and in the actually appears in the theater too. The humbug. Ooh, that's a kind of a creepy door knocker there.
Foreshadowing.
Oh, it's Statler.
You're losing it.
Yeah. He's like, what? What was in my bread pudding I had earlier today?
Right. Sorry, guys. So, apparently, the reason that you even have Rizzo and Gonzo narrating this is because Brian Hansen really wanted it to kind of like keep up with the prose of the actual novel, like the way that the narration and prose go in the novel. Mm-hmm. Which I think is really cool because that's a good place for these characters to sit anyway.
Yeah, and targeted towards like, you know, kids and stuff, you know, can kind of, it's easier for them to follow the story along.
Mm-hmm.
And Darkness was cheap. He liked it. I love the New Yorker here in him. He's very Bugs Bunny-esque also.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Michael Caine always said that in an interview, So you know how I choose to do a movie? I open a script. If I'm on the first page, I'm on the last page, and I'll do the script. And he,
I can see that.
And he didn't pick up his Oscar for, was it Hannah and Her Sisters? I think he won Oscar for, because he was filming Jaws: The Revenge. Hey, that's a good way to beat up a coat.
We've all been there. We've all beat up a coat or a blanket mm-hmm. or a door frame or something.
Yeah. You think I'm losing it?
Although there's something to be said about like clothing from that time period. Like mm-hmm. dress, going to bed was like an event. Like your whole yeah. dressing gown, like
his cap on, and he's having some nice bread and cheese here. It looks like a stinky cheese.
I like cheese. Actually, I love cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm yawning so much.
Because it's, you know,
it's only 9:40. Yeah, still.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of cheese that is. Is it Camembert? Is it
Gouda?
Blue family, I think. Ooh, I love Gouda.
Was it blue?
No, that. Yeah, wow. It looked like it had some crumbles in it. It's like, who is it? Oh. Ah.
I like how he's trying to like explain this with like gastric yeah. reasons.
And they added Rock.
I have gas.
Yeah, I have gas. So that's why. And they added Robert Marley.
So I'm seeing things.
So that Statler and Waldorf both have parts in this because you couldn't have just one of them.
No. I mean, you could, but it would be very weird because their characters definitely play off of mm-hmm. each other. Like they're made to go together.
And their voices are a little different. I think there's different voice acting for that.
And also in the original, it's not Marley Brothers. It was just yeah, one.
Just Jacob.
Yeah.
They look kind of like the mm-hmm. Hitchhiking Ghosts. From the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah. Although, I have to say, the ghosts, like the effect in here, it's very good because yeah. this was done in what, 90, I don't remember. 92?
Yeah.
I think it looks really good. Yeah. To me, like, it here it is, 2021, and it still looks good. Like,
I mean, at least the songs are here and they move the story along.
I can't believe he's asking for comfort when he's such a horrible person.
Well, of course he is. Because he doesn't think he's a horrible person.
Like, Right, but he's like, bringing me comfort. Why do you know?
Yeah.
That'd be me. Can I not just meet him? Just give him to me now.
Anticipation's killing me. I gotta go now. That's the message, Ebenezer. Change.
Change. Even the really horrible two ghostly men just told you you need change. Correct. That's saying something.
Yeah. Did they have jelly beans back then?
To the Google.
He just kissed them on the nose, on the beak.
When were jelly beans invented?
Oh.
If someone else already knows and wants to tell us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to Google it.
Okay. You know, we want our Muppet movies to be really believable here and grounded with facts. They can't have a has to be accurate.
No. I have questions now. I'm like, wait, when was the jelly bean? So the jelly bean, it says in 1898 in Belleville, Illinois.
Your jelly beans are in another country and not invented for a few years.
Muppet movie logic. Apparently, they were first mentioned in 1861.
Oh, okay. I love that. You could have fit through those bars anytime. That reminds me of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You couldn't have taken your hand out of cops anytime? Not anytime. Only when it was funny.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if you love that movie too, you could see it on Stream Lounge with myself and Ray Carcillo when we did the podcast.
Yes, you can.
That was fun. I'm so upset though, because I think the Roger Rabbit ride will be down for refurbishment if I go out there in September.
Oh no.
If I go out to California in September, yeah. He hasn't slept a wink.
The way he opens his eye, he was not asleep. Nope. Like, he's been laying there waiting for that to go off.
Nobody else sees this bright.
I don't know. Do you think you can sleep? Do you think you could sleep with those bed curtains like that? Like, or would you always be thinking something is outside the curtain?
Probably.
I would. I'd be like.
All right. Now this ghost kind of freaks me out a little bit. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah. Cause it's like a cartoon and a Muppet and a real kid. Yeah, and I don't know.
It's a crime against humanity. That's what it is. Or crime against Muppetanity.
Muppetry.
Muppetry. Yeah, they could have cast a character here.
Like, I know she's from Sesame Street, but that would have been, and I don't remember when Prairie Dawn was introduced.
That is Prairie Dawn? Like,
No, I'm saying you could have.
I was going to say, like, that's supposed to be Prairie Dawn?
You could have. Like, I don't know when she was introduced, but, like, you could have had her be. Mm.
I think they don't like to cross over, except for like cameos, though. So. Ooh.
Yeah. Did you just knock the chimney off somebody's house?
That could be fun, though.
Oh, Sean, I see your question marks. I'm sorry.
That was about the jelly beans.
Oh, the jelly beans. Mm-hmm. They were first mentioned in 1861, mm-hmm. so.
See, if Piggy didn't have another part, this probably could have been a part for Piggy.
I agree. I'm trying to think of like.
I know it's bothering me now.
Who else it could have been? Oh, I just thought about who you could have used.
Who?
Our favorite singing Muppet.
Oh, Janice.
We could have used Janice.
That would have been a big time part for her.
She's creepy in her own
right.
She
is.
Yeah.
Aw, Toulouse. It kind of looks like my Thule.
It does. It really does. I mean, way more matted than Toulouse ever was.
Yeah.
But... I don't know how I would feel about being connected to 1,000 odors.
That's a lot of odors.
Connected to 1,000 different thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's just sensory overload. Even if you don't have a sensory issue, that's too much. I like how he's happy in that moment, though. Like, you notice, like, that's the first time, like, he's happy and he's nice and he says hello to anyone. Like,
right here. I love the Muppetization here of Aristotle.
Oh, these are great.
Shakespeare. Now it was resilient.
Still eating those apples.
Still eating apples?
Yeah, he's still eating apples.
How do you like them apples?
Oh, so originally the three ghosts that were going to visit Scrooge were played by Miss Piggy, Scooter, and the Great Gonzo as the ghosts of Christmas yet to come, with only his nose sticking out of the dark hood. But Gonzo obviously is Charles Dickens, and Piggy is obviously Emily Cratchit, but Scooter is absent altogether.
Scooter could have played his nephew, so, I think.
Probably, actually. I think, though, if I'm not mistaken, the gentleman that at the front, mm-hmm. at the beginning, Richard Hunt, I think, wasn't he the voice of Scooter?
Yeah, I think so.
So it would make sense why he wasn't in there. And he obviously passed away before this movie as well. Uh-huh. So apparently this movie actually did very moderately well in the box office, but it did suffer due to some competition, which is also another holiday movie. Do you want to take a guess at what holiday movie that would have been in 1992?
Home Alone?
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2, okay.
Lost in New York. Yeah, Home Alone 2.
Wow, that's close.
So I guess Home Alone 2 was just a little bit.
Because Trump was in it, that's why.
Which also, if you think about it. Family Christmas movie, family Christmas mm-hmm. movie. You got.
And the first Home Alone was just insane how good it was. It's Sam the Eagle as the headmaster.
I love Sam the Eagle. He's so funny.
They're all weirdos.
I like how they're active in this. Like they're actually like knocking things off the shelves and falling out of trees, and they're not just like kind of floating around telling the story.
He looks familiar, this kid.
Hmm. He does.
I'm going to have to look him up, too.
IMDb.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking up right now.
It is the British word.
Or even Coulthard, Young Reaser. Don't tip the driver. I thought he looked like the kid from the Muppet Christmas, Muppet Treasure Island, but I guess not.
Oh, if they like reused him? I don't think so. I don't think that's the same kid. I could be wrong, yeah. Though.
It's Fozziwig. Rubber chicken factory.
That's what I should have got you for Christmas, a rubber chicken. Because it's just as random as I am.
Yeah, pretty much. You're not on fire anymore, right?
Well, you're not on fire, but now you might die of hypothermia. Just trying to decide which one's better. Well, he sounds different.
Yeah.
But we thought everybody else was Fozzie, so there's that.
I think it's still Frank Oz, though.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Oh, there's our band back there.
That's Mayhem. Look, it's Mayhem. It's a Rizzical.
A Rizzical?
A Rizzical.
A Rizzical. A Rizzical. So I think we said this before, and we kind of did it at the beginning here, but if you've enjoyed us so far, and you've enjoyed the other Muppets we did, we do a non-live watch podcast where we talk a lot about like Animal and Electric Mayhem and everyone else. What's that called, Andy?
The Most Sensational, Inspirational, Celebrational, Muppetational Podcast.
I think, are you sure you didn't miss word?
No. Yes, we have to get a new one out, hopefully, after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reshift. Mm-hmm. So maybe it won't be this weird room. I mean, I'm going to be in this room, but I've got a lot to do to it. Mm-hmm. Let's dance.
Mama Fozziwig. I love that Geico commercial with him.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
There's a new one out. This week's human hands. La, la, la. Oh, the human hands. Love the Swedish Chef, but
I know they creep you out.
Yes.
Is Sweetums in this?
I don't know.
I just thought of him.
Right. Somewhere.
Yummy and Benizer was quite handsome.
Yeah. Animal can't take it anymore.
There we go.
Of course, they put them in.
At least up there tap dancing.
Yeah, and they have to put them in the balcony. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think Rolf was ever an official member of the Electric Mayhem, right?
Not that I remember.
He played with all them. Our stuff. He was more part of the orchestra, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. I do love that Animal Geico commercial. They have a new one with the Angry Birds. I don't know if you've seen it over there.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Yeah, I get American TV because of, coolness. Mm-hmm. So.
Hmm.
Everyone remembers the first time they met someone that they have been in love with or are in love with. Or mm-hmm. So, yes.
It's like a freaky doll come to life, that damn ghost.
It is. It's like its head is disproportionate to his body, and I can't tell if its body is a Muppet.
Yeah, it's just, it's not too sure. Weird.
But then I guess if you're wanting him to be like kind of freaked out by these ghosts, then he did it.
Ebenezer keeps pushing it off.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, she told him.
I think that's as bad as if she took off her gloves and just... Oh, Rizzo.
Oh, everybody's not happy.
I mean, yeah, you can't blame that poor little creepy ghost kid for something you did.
It must suck though, seeing like, you know, painful memories, like,
because you're actually standing there, like, re-experiencing them, which people do in their brain all the time. But could you imagine actually like being like right there and witnessing it kind of as a third party, and then being like, oh shit, like.
Riz is obsessed with food.
I am too. It's okay.
Aren't we all?
So this movie apparently was originally planned to be a television special and not a movie. Mm. Which in 92 I could have seen that working. But I'm glad that they did a full-fledged movie. So how do we feel about this Muppet here, Andy?
I'm okay with this because he's like a giant.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay with this. Okay. We haven't seen his full body.
He's supposed to be a giant, so in your brain it's not creepy?
No. It's like getting visited by Hagrid. I'm going to call him Hagrid Ghost for the rest of the time.
What's funny is actually, now that you just mentioned it, he just said, did I already say that? And Hagrid's all worried. He's like, oh, did I say that? Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. I should not have told you that. And he says it so differently. Great Robbie Coltrane. I shouldn't have told you that. I shouldn't have told you that.
That's what I'm going to start referring to myself. I am a large, absent-minded spirit.
I know in the Mickey one, I think it's Willie the Giant is the ghost of Christmas Present. Oh, look, he's shrinking. We've got to like normal giant Muppet size. Mm-hmm. He's all Muppet. That's what I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Poor Rizzo. Rizzo's not having the best time here. Actually, kind of almost looks like inside of one of the Harry Potter lands at Universal.
It does.
Hmm.
It feels like Christmas.
That's a scary looking Muppet over there.
I love him though. I like the mixture of like real people and Muppets. Mm-hmm. Like there's no kind of like Michael Caine said he was going to act like I'm going to act like they're not Muppets.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what, you never seen bloody penguins and cats singing together?
Absolutely.
The snowman just lost his head.
No.
So he shrunk himself down to rat size, mouse size, actually.
Yeah. The face on that Muppet is a little different. Mm-hmm. Now he's giant again. Mm-hmm. He's also standing on a fountain or something, too.
Quite. If he had white hair, he'd be Santa Claus. maybe that's the text. Make him like...
Well, isn't there... oh, my goodness. There's a... It's an older Christmas movie, and it's like the story of Santa.
Yeah.
And when he's... Mm-hmm. He has the red hair,
yeah, he does.
I believe, at one point.
He does. That's,
yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to
the
town.
The story of Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus coming to town.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney voiced him. It was with the Burgermeister.
Yes.
He takes away all his toys.
It's such a good one. Yeah. It's a Bass and Rankin film, isn't it?
Yeah. Rankin Bass.
Rankin Bass. I said it backwards. Sorry. That's okay. Which surprisingly is not, I don't think I put that one on my list that I have. Hmm.
And what list is that, Miranda? Doing.
Oh, that is our, for our group, our Place to Be group, we have our Place to Be, hashtag Place to Be Christmas. This was one of our films. I have a different film every day for the 25 days. It's our 25 days. There's no trademark on that. So it's our 25 days of PTB Christmas. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the case is. Patent pending. I'm working on it. I'm cool. So let's see what today's is. So since I'm pulling up this list of movies, what is your favorite Christmas movie, Andy?
I'm probably going to have to go with The Christmas Story. It's just that I saw it, you know, when it came out.
I felt like you would say that.
I saw it when it came out, and then mm-hmm. it's been like my tradition every Christmas Eve to bounce in and out of it all night. Well, I remember, because it elicits memories of putting together, you know, Jessica's Play Kitchen or the Barbie cruise ship. Or,
and you're like watching it.
Yeah, or the dollhouse that had 100 friggin' stickers that had to go on it, you know, or putting, Dylan stuff.
Ours was... The Ninja Turtle den.
Putting Dylan stuff like together.
All those stickers.
Put the batteries in it and then put it back in the packaging, make it look like it was not opened.
Yeah.
Usually
so
that
might
get.
25 center. Days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I am not, it is not for debate. There is a movie on there that many have tried to debate with me. It's not for debate. It's not to be debated. Die Hard is on the list, for those of you wondering.
It is a Christmas movie.
It is on the list.
Just for the simple fact.
It is.
Because,
it is a Christmas
because movie. If it wasn't for him going to the Christmas party, the whole movie would not even happen.
They wouldn't all even be together. Like, they wouldn't all even be together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an inciting incident.
It is. I struggle picking out what my favorite Christmas movie is. Die Hard has a lot of memory for me, a lot of attachment. I have a strong attachment to that one. Yeah. And to me, it is not Christmas without Die Hard.
Yeah.
But I also like the 2000 version.
George
has come
for a visit to watch the movie.
Hello, kitty.
Hello.
Oh,
giant kitty.
Yes, giant kitty.
Hey, Georgie.
Georgie's like, I'm going to go to sleep now. Yeah, and here's Miss Piggy.
Finally. The longest we've ever gone like a Muppet thing without seeing her. Yeah. It does.
It does.
So almost 54 minutes into the movie is the first appearance of Piggy. I am really surprised that she agreed to that.
Yeah, with her fame and her clout, Piggy probably wasn't too happy when she saw the script. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, were they cooking a goose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked when we watched Scrooge with Ben. I was asking about goose on Christmas because I don't know if I've ever had goose.
Yeah.
He said it's gamey. It's like a larger duck, right? Because it's more dark meat.
It is a larger duck. Yeah, it is all dark meat. It is.
I'd be all over that then.
But we actually smoked a turkey this year for Thanksgiving. Mm. I'm gonna smoke a goose, I think, for Christmas.
So it's Kermit with his nephew Robin, who's playing his son, Tiny Tim.
I love this song. Glorious.
He's almost doing his Happy Feet dance.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about crossovers earlier when I mentioned like maybe they could have used like Prairie Dawn or something, which is from Sesame Street. Apparently, there are actually several Fraggle characters in the crowd.
Really?
I never knew this. I did not notice this. And now I'm going to like be scanning for
it. Oh, now it's killing me.
Sprocket the dog is most notable, but viewers can also spot Mudwell, the mud bunny, Wander McMooch, and several of the minstrels from Fraggle Songs, A Musical History of Fraggle Rock from 1983.
Hmm. So Sprocket, I think, appears in a few things, I think. Sprocket looks a lot like the dog from Carousel of Progress.
Okay. Oh, this movie is actually the first production to exclude Muppet characters from Sesame Street.
Oh.
I'm learning things. I'm sharing them.
Sharing is caring.
Not always. So everyone else watching, tell me your favorite Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Is this it or is it a different one? I want to know.
Yeah, definitely up there.
Yeah, it is pretty up there.
I mean, we did Friday night, we watched Four Christmases. That was fun.
Oh, that's on the list. Yep. I put that on the list for you, actually.
I think next year the holiday films are going to be Fred Claus and Office Christmas Party.
I particularly enjoy, if you're talking like comedy Christmas, I love Christmas with the Cranks.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Santa Claus, like The Santa Claus, is one of my favorite Christmas movies. I don't know. I know a lot of people don't like Tim Allen, but Tim Allen as a Christmas staple is, I love him. I love him.
I remember I reviewed The Santa Claus, the first one, from my college paper.
That's right. I think we talked about that and something else that you and I have done together. Because I don't remember if it was just us talking in conversation or one of our podcasts that we did. But yeah. Mm-hmm. He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Edward Scissorhands. We can be friends.
Yeah. I've never seen Anna and the Apocalypse. Kiss Bang Bang I saw once. I wasn't that big on The Night Before.
How are we friends? I'm just kidding.
That's the one with like Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie, and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of.
I like
iffy
Anthony Mackie
on that movie
a lot. So
okay. A rewatch upon.
I have not seen Kiss Kiss. Well, let me take this back. I think I've seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, but I don't remember it. I have not seen Anna and the Apocalypse. I have not. But I have to know, Gremlins, do you consider it a Christmas movie or not?
Again, it being a Christmas present, you know, it moves
during Christmas.
Yeah, it's a plot device, yeah. If it's part of the plot.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say it was a birthday gift.
Then it's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
So this is the only movie adaptation of, sorry, I keep saying my cup on the floor. It's why my head gets really close to the thing. This is the only movie adaptation of Christmas Carol where Charles Dickens actually appears in the story.
Yeah.
It's also the only adaptation where Fezziwig or Fozziwig is in the movie and is seen, you know, later. Mm-hmm. So you don't usually see Fezziwig at all.
I like that. You ever go to a Fezziwig's candy? They have them. I don't know if they still have the one that's about an hour or so north of here at the outlets. It's like one of those places you go to and it has all like the candies, you know, you get them by the pound and it has all like the old candies mm-hmm. that you don't see anywhere anymore.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Fezziwig's. Aw, Tiny Tim.
I like how he's now gray and red.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he ages as they move around. Oh. You don't like to hear
using his own words against him. Imagine the amount of therapy. Like he should be happy. This is free therapy.
See, now he looks like Santa Claus.
Free therapy that he's having. Now, which makes me wonder: could it be Santa without saying it's Santa?
Because,
like we said in that movie, he has red hair, and then he has. So I'm going to tell myself that that's Santa, because Santa is the spirit of Christmas in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it from a religious point, you can. I kind of look at it as like, you know. See, and now he's like sparkling away, like magic.
Yeah, because it's midnight and he's got to go deliver toys.
Yeah. And he laughs all the time, jolly, and he had all that food around him. It's Santa.
My mind is blown right now.
Thoroughly convinced.
First time ever.
Why? Because I'm telling you that's Santa?
Well, yeah. First time I ever put that together. Ruh-roh. There's that movie. I think it's on.
I mean, clearly it's easy to know.
Yeah. Is that Keira Knightley movie that just came out? It takes place at Christmas, and apparently there's some, like, noxious gas cloud that's coming over the earth that's going to kill everybody, and it's Christmas night, Christmas Eve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To the Google.
Yep. I will. It's look up Keira Knightley Christmas movie.
Okay. Let's see what it says. I haven't seen her do anything in quite some time.
It looks actually pretty good. Having a chance. I just saw the new West Side Story last night. we're out. This is a little scary even for us.
So it's called Silent Night.
Yes, it is.
She confronts a threat to her merry festivities. It also stars Roman Griffin Davis from Jojo mm-hmm. Rabbit. Lily Rose Depp, Matthew Good, Lucy Punch, Annabelle Wallace. I mean, it could be good. It could be good.
Well, after we're done, go watch the trailer.
Yes, yes, do that. Jerry and I also saw one called Elves that we were interested in on Netflix. I think it's actually a television show. But go watch the trailer for that when we get done too. Could you imagine like going and seeing like your death and people being happy that you passed and like laughing and stuff? That would be devastating. Yeah. I don't know if I would rather like get there and there be no one there and no one saying anything about me or people there laughing. I think I'd rather just not have anyone there than people laughing about me. Unless they're laughing because they're like, she was so funny.
It's like going to, Italian wakes. Everybody's around just laughing and talking.
Yeah, Irish wakes are kind of the same way. They drink a lot and then they start telling stories. Mm-hmm. And of course, we all know this is supposed to be like Grim Reaper.
Yeah, the Ghost of Christmas Future is the same in all. I mean, it's Pete in a cloak in the Mickey one and in Scrooge. It's the one with the little people inside. Back off, big man. That stuff may work with the chicks, but not with me.
Could you imagine, though, if it had been Gonzo and his nose was just sticking out of that hood and that's all you saw? I don't know how serious it, like, I think I would have laughed.
Yeah. I mean, because even Gonzo and Rizzo are like, we'll see after this part because we're not, nope.
Yeah. We don't want anything to do with this. It's not funny. It's funny.
Yeah, I've never seen a spider before.
I have not either. He's a little creepy. I am not a fan of spiders.
He's not as creepy as like Aragog and his children.
That's true.
Uh-oh. It's Bob Cratchit. Oh, he's a little happy for a moment, but that's going to all change. He was only at his old tiny Tim. Bloody hell.
You are absolutely ridiculous.
I know I am. Why is it so quiet, Spirit? You need to tell me right now.
And Spirit's like,
look in the mirror, in the window, you dumbass.
Piggy has now done two things in this movie that every parent has done, or caregiver, I won't just say parent. In the first one, she's like shoveling the chestnuts in, if you noticed. And they're like, you said we couldn't have any until Dad got home. She's like, I'm not doing anything. We've all done that. And now she's like, no, it's just the lamplight in my eyes. We've all done that too.
The vapors. Yeah, I think Dylan asked me when we'd see Ghostbusters Afterlife. He's like, Dad, are you crying? I'm like, nope. No, I got a little popcorn, stuck in a little.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Oh my God. Gross myself, I wouldn't cry. But there it is.
And then, like, I will just flat out sob in a movie theater. Like, I have sobbed in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Ask Jenny. If anyone is interested, please talk to Jenny from Jenny Position. She has been with me when I sobbed a couple of times during movies.
Oh, poor Tiny Tim. Very profound. Oh, there's his hat and his cane. Their crutch.
So sad. And his little scarf.
I know. Even poor Ebenezer Screech broke down like a little child crying.
He should. I think that's what makes this ghost and any adaptation creepy and scary in its own right, is that it just kind of glides along. It doesn't say anything. It points a couple of times. It makes you really like wallow in your those deep fears that you don't want to think about, because it's like, nah, man, I'm just here to like point at things and terrify you even more.
Yeah, it is. That does make it scarier. You're like, what? Makes your brain run. Dude, just look at the tombstone. Come on.
I told you what to do already.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what you keep asking me for? I pointed once. Don't make me point it a third time.
Right? Exactly. Don't make me count to three.
What part of my point do you not understand? You're like, this one? No. No. That one.
That's what's really funny is you were talking, I'm like still scrolling through this book, looking at little like tidbits I can share with you guys. And they just alluded to the piggy thing that you talked about a minute ago. So like, you're not the only one that was like, really piggy, not till 53 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't have that big a part though either too. I mean, Emily Cratchit is not the largest role. It's amazing. Like, when we'll talk about this on our Disney pod, but when in Aladdin, the genie doesn't show for 40 minutes. But you don't realize that.
That's true.
Because he just has such a presence.
We've talked about that in another movie, too, where technically the bad guy doesn't show up until... Mm-hmm. There's another movie that we watched already where you don't get the villain, basically, until very far into the movie.
Wait. Could it be?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. This would be very tough, yeah. We're back. I feel like it's when you remember those old MTVs, like, we're back.
Dog is sleeping next to me.
Was that the cat?
No, it's a dog. Toby's sleeping.
Oh, it's the dog. I usually never hear him ever.
Yeah, he's laying on his bed over here.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry if Toby's loud, and I've never heard him in all the years you and I've been doing this together. And I just finally...
It's a different setup in here from where we normally are.
Yeah.
Again.
This is like... And this is a running gag in this movie.
It's Bean Bunny again.
Well, Bunny's like,
okay, whatever you say, old man.
You're crazy. Mm-hmm. Sure. You threw something at me last time. I'm going to just agree with you.
Yeah. It's a lot of shillings. I don't know how much 5 shillings is.
I don't know. What is what would 5 shillings be comparable to in today's market? I don't know.
See, in most stories, he comes out like wearing his pajamas still. Everybody's like,
yeah, he's still in his pajamas because he's just so.
Beard's like, oh shit.
Yeah, I'd be like,
behind you, Bunsen. That's a lot. Aww. It's a nice scarf. That is a big turkey.
How many pounder do you think that is?
I don't know. 20 pounds?
Probably easily. Which makes it even more impressive that Bean is just like...
There's Sprocket.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
All straight. Mm-hmm. See, there he is, right behind Scrooge.
Yeah, there he is.
He's giving the bookkeepers coal. And you'd actually want coal because it's so damn cold.
Yeah, that would be a useful gift. But there's something that was said about it in here. Let me see if I can find it.
He's at the nephew's.
Yeah. I would like to know how quickly he got all... I mean, like, where did these wrapped packages all come from? Like, that was quick. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, with the cash he's throwing around, I'm sure people...
Oh, that's true.
You know, like, well, you're not getting, like, you know, A.C. Slater at the mall wrapping. Yeah, good wrapping. Look, there's this old teacher. Oh, and Fozziwig, too.
And Fozziwig. Yeah. I like how he's using his little hearing aid thing to shake it. Just open it, Fozzie.
I know, I don't get people who, like, you know, shake presents. Like, you're going to open it.
I shake them.
Yeah.
But, like, not the day you hand it to me. Like,
it was like, if it's under the tree.
Yeah, like I picked up one last night and Jerry was like, careful, I am not a good rapper, that might bust open. I was like, what is it?
I have barely done my Christmas shopping. I'm bad. I always do it late.
We kind of have some rules to shopping here, so we're trying to get it done before we get more rules. Mm. So, you know.
Thomas he tries to like, fool them.
Well, this would be how he would interact. Yeah. So.
Hmm. Phillies out there about to do a hi-ya on him. What? Emily just changes her tune here. A lot of booze in that.
The thing is the turkey cooked?
I don't think so.
Is that turkey cooked?
That's going to take hours.
So, hours.
They ain't eating until.
On the spit, too?
They ain't eating until the day after Christmas with that thing. Tiny Tim did not die. Thank you, Gonzo.
Basically, Cratchit needed more money to take care of Tiny Tim, and now that he has it, things is good.
Yeah. Oh, Emily's a whiz to cook that turkey that fast.
Right. I'm telling you.
God bless us, everyone.
Everyone. Love is found. We carry with us.
A lot of people at the house. Like the whole town is there.
There's just too many people in that house.
Let's rock it again. There's lobsters in the freaking windows.
There's actually a reference to that.
Oh, yeah?
There's a quote in the Dickens book that actually says, like bad lobster in a dark cellar. It's a phrase from Charles Dickens. So they have the lobster hanging out of the basement window.
Well, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
We always have a lot of fun when we're together.
Thank you. We do. And thank you, everyone, for joining us here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a fantastic little movie. Muppets are awesome. Yes. Always awesome.
Yes.
We would like to do more Muppet movies.
We are. Well, we're determined, though, because we want to get the, yes. You know, we kind of made a goal to do the Muppet pod and then do the show and then do the movies.
Complete a season, do a movie. Complete a season, do a movie.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, there's nothing stopping Miranda or I from watching an episode of Muppet Show on here by ourselves if we want to, because sometimes scheduling can be tricky with the two of us.
It can.
Just a little bit. But, you know.
There's a 6-hour time difference.
But, you know, we do it, though, because we enjoy it. And we enjoy doing it with each other. So that's why we make it. I always look for a Sunday afternoon or a day off to and make sure I record with Miranda. That was
fun. That was a wonderful Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a habit of even though like you've seen the movie 1,000 times, do you ever like watch it all the way to the end because you think maybe there's something that you haven't missed before? I've noticed that I've been doing that now, and I don't know why, because, like, I know nothing is there, like, if that makes any sense.
That's funny. We went to see West Side Story last night, and I turned to Alan at the end. I'm like, is there a post-credit scene? She goes, I don't think so.
It's very common now. Marvel and everybody, like, Marvel started doing it, and now everybody does it, and it's just, like, now you just sit there, basically.
Yeah. I mean, there was very few movies years ago that would do that. I mean, Ferris Bueller is one of them.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Go on.
Right. There's even like in Toy Story, she's like, bye bye now. Bye-bye.
Oh, they do the outtakes and the Toy Stories. Yeah. They did that in a few Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm. But Barbie's basically like, leave now.
Yeah. She's like, time to go. Bye.
Yeah.
No, but that was fun. So,
that was,
For anybody who's watching this in a rerun, the replay, thank you for watching through with us. Yes. I tell you, look for us on PlayStation Pop Experience. Lots of great podcasts that we are both on, and we do together. We do the Disney Pod with Steve together as well. A brand new episode is dropping this week. Yep. Is the Black Cauldron. Miranda and I had some differing opinions on that movie, but it was all fun. We don't disagree often, but
it was.
So, but there's more of those. Those drop out once a month. The Disney Pod. We're up to I think after this we have Great Mouse Detective and Oliver and Company is our next two, and then we hit the golden the Renaissance with Little Mermaid.
We're going in order.
Little Mermaid. Then we go back to Rescuers Down Under. But then it's like, you know, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, Pocahontas, Hunchback, Hercules. Those will be looking forward to those. What else can we tell you? Right now we're doing Hawkeye on Pop Goes to the Couch. We're looking forward to Cobra Kai dropping. You know, we got to binge all those so we can. I wish Netflix would start dropping stuff like once a week, like everybody else. So much pressure.
I don't know. Sometimes I just want to binge it. Yeah. And then other times I like the drop once a week. I don't know. I'm both.
I think when you're doing a podcast review. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, how are we going to cover Cobra Kai? Like, we're going to do it, like, I think in four pods, I think we plan to do. Plus, we have Book of Boba Fett coming. So I'm sure lots of great people, including our friends Lee and Ray, will be doing them here on stream. So you know, just check it out. Check out the place to be in PlayStation.com.
Yes, join us in the group. Mm-hmm. Of course, if this is your first time on Dream Lounge, go and check out all the other movies that are and shows that are coming up soon. I think I saw that Christmas. Somebody's doing it. I saw that one. I was like, what time is that for me? But yes, there's a lot here as well. There's something for everyone, just kind of like the podcast feeds that we are a part of. There's something for everyone there. Dream Lounge, there's also something for everyone. So.
All right, cool. All right, so that looks like our movie's over. Now they're giving us the different voice actors credits. It means that it's time to go for the two of us. So thank you, everybody, for being here. Miranda, always a pleasure talking to you, getting to see you. And we'll see you. You and I will probably be back on here probably after the holidays, I would say, probably.
I would think so.
I'll be here on the 22nd, though, with Tim. We're watching the first Avengers movie. So, 9 o'clock Eastern, Wednesday night, December 22nd. Myself and Tim Capel, who has watched a few movies with me, we're going to watch Marvel's The Avengers. So, really looking forward to that. All right, see you guys.
Bye.
I will hold you close in a thankful heart.